Mesechta Saita, Daf Chav Zay, in the last line of Daf Chav Vavim Beis, Amma Shmuel, Shmuel states, Yisa Adam Duma, Val Yisa Bas Duma, that certainly a person should try to marry a woman who is a Kshera. However, if his only choice is that he should either marry a woman who there are rumors about that she was Mizana, or that he should marry a daughter of a woman who there are rumors about that her mother was Mizana, Shmuel teaches us that it's better for him to marry the woman who there are rumors about than to marry the daughter that there's rumors about her mother, Shazuba Mitipa Kshera. Because the mother comes from a tipik shera, as she is definitely a miucheses. However, the daughter may not be a miucheses, as maybe her mother was mizana with a guy, and therefore this daughter was born from a tipik psula. Or as Rashi says, that there's a potential that her mother was mizana with a yisrael, and lemaisa, since the mother was an ishis ish, and therefore her daughter is an actual mamzeres, and therefore it's also for yisrael to marry a mamzeres. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon argues on Shmuel, and he holds that it's preferable for this man to marry the daughter of a woman who there's rumors about, rather than marrying the woman who there are actual rumors about, because on the daughter there's a chazaka that she's a kosher, as Rashi says, as there's a klal that even if a woman is mizana, however, rave of habias would be with her husband, and therefore, based on a rave, likely she was born from a kosher and from this woman's husband, and she's not a mamzeres, and vizu ain't a medus becheskes kashrus. However, the woman that there are rumors about that she was mizana does not have a cheskes kashrus, as Rashi says that this will lead to an issue in the future, she mizana tachta, because potentially this woman in the future will be mizana after she's married to this man, vineseres love, and automatically she'll become also to her husband, vu ain't a raya, and he doesn't know about it, but in a megash, and he won't divorce her, uba la be'issa, and he'll have beer with her, and he'll have a relation with her while she's also to him, and therefore she would cause him problems in the future, and that's where Rabbi Yechon says it's better to marry this daughter than to marry the woman who there's rumors about. And we learned our Gemara based on the pashas of a Gemara that we're talking about an Eishes Ish, and the chesaron over here is that potentially she was mizana, and possibly this daughter is actual mamzeres. However, others learned that Rashi actually is talking about a situation where this woman was a pnuya, and as Rashi says, shem ma'ivik chavim oy mamza, what he means to say is that maybe she had bia with ivik chavim while she's a pnuya, and therefore this child is us, or she had beer with the mamza, and that's why the child would be asa. However, from the pashas of the sugya, it's mashmuna we're dealing with an eishes ish over here, and that's why we learned the gemara in that fashion. In addition, the pashas of the gemara is not only talking about a yisrael, but we're also talking about a kohen. And Shmuel is teaching us that even a kohen who is asa to a zayna has no problem marrying this woman who there are rumors about, and we do not give credence to these rumors, and the kohen could marry her, and we don't have to be chayshish that maybe she's a zayna. And before we continue, it's pointed to note that Tosis points out in Diva Maschil Duma at the top of the Amid that even though our Gemara talks about a woman who there are rumors about, we're not talking about a woman with a major rumors about her, as if so, potentially we would hold that even if she gets married, it then is in Konas Yoitzi. However, we're talking about a woman who there's rumors about, but they're not very strong and not substantiated rumors, and therefore Shmuel holds that you can even marry her, and Rabbi Yechon holds that certainly b'di'evid, if you marry her, there is no din that you have to get rid of her, and there's no din that you have to give her a get. The Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a kasha on Rabbi Yechon, as the Brisa states, Noisa Adam Duma, that a person can get married to a woman who there are rumors about. And the Lashon of Noisa Adam Duma is mashma that this is a din l'chatchila, and l'chari it's muchach like Shmuel, and not like Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara answers, Rava states, Betisbara, I'll ask you a kasha, that how can you say that this Brisa is an authentic Brisa, if l'chari it's mishabeshta, as Noisa l'chatchila, it's mashma in the Brisa, that you can marry this woman even l'chatchila, and even according to Shmuel, it's not a din that you're allowed to marry halachatchila. It's just that if you have no choice and the only two women that you have a choice to marry are a duma or her daughter, then Shmuel stated yisa duma val yisa bas duma, but it's not a din halachatchila, and therefore we see that this brisa can't be an authentic brisa. Therefore Rava explains ela im nasa, we must explain that the brisa really meant to say that if you got married to a woman who there are rumors about, then you could stay married to her. The din of the brisa is only a din b'di'evid, so tsinami bas duma, and once you have to change the brisa, then we will also change a brisa, and we will state that the brisa is staying, but in the Yeved, if you have to marry either Duma or Bas Duma, then it's better to marry a Bas Duma, and therefore we'll change the word from Duma to Bas Duma as well. Mefarshim discussed that why is it the Rabbi had to change the brisa and state that the brisa is telling us that you should marry a Bas Duma, if L'chay Rabbi Yechon agrees to Shmuel that once you marry a Duma, and once you marry the woman that there was a rumor about, that that is fine, and you don't have to divorce her, and therefore he could have just stated that the brisa means to say, Yisa Adam Duma, once a person person married someone that there was a rumor about that she was a mizano, they could stay married. Ayin b'mavarshim. And the Gemara continues, b'hilchoson, the halacha is, like Rabbi Yechron, yisa adam bastuma val yisaduma, that if a person is left with no other choice but either to marry the daughter of someone that there's rumor about, or the woman herself that there's rumor about, that it's better to marry the daughter of the one that there's rumor about than to marry the actual person that there's a rumor about. The Tani Rav Tachlifa b'amarav kamedra avo, because Rav Tachlifa, who came from Eretz Yisrael, said over the following brisa in front of Ravo, Isha Mizana Bonel Kasherim. Even if we know for certain that a woman was Mizana, and it's not only a rumor, and for example, there are two Edim that saw that she was Mizana, that still her children would not be considered Mazerim, and they would be considered Kasherim. And the reason is because Roy B'ilais Achabal, that we say that even though she was Mizana, but definitely most of her bias will be with the Baal, and therefore we say that this child must have come from a beer with her husband and was born Bekashris and is not a Mamzer. And Rashi states, Hilkach Bastuma, Kivin Dikshirihi, that since a Bastuma is definitely kosher because we have this rave, Toivle Shiasena, so it's better that you marry this girl, Shetay Tachta Becheskes Heta, because she will stay with you and she'll be Becheskes Heta, and there's no chesaron that maybe she'll be Mizana, Val Yisaduma, Shemakakosa, Lishamishima, Mishineseloi, and you shouldn't marry a person that there's rumor about that she's Mizana, because that will cause you problems in the future, as she will cause herself to become us to you by being Mizana, and you may not know, and you may come to live with her, Be'isser. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rav Amram, Rav Amram asked the following Shaila, what would happen if you know that this woman is a major Pruta? Therefore, as Rashi states, the Ikla Mechash, we could have a Chash, the Rabbi Lesaya, Mishal Achim, the Rav Habibias, are not with her husband, but with someone else. Would that child be considered a Mamzer or not? And the Gemara explains, there's no question that according to the Mandam in the hold, generally a woman will conceive and become pregnant when she's close to the day of a Vesta, which would be the day before that she actually has a period. We would not have a Shaila, because certainly the husband will not know exactly when that will be, and therefore he can't guard her and he can't make sure that she's not roaming around at that point and going to be Mizana with others. And Tais points out that specifically we're talking about a woman that doesn't have a Veskavua, and therefore the husband doesn't know exactly when her period will come. However, in Chanami, if she would have a Veskavua, then the Gemara's question will also apply, as the Gemara continues, Ki Tiboy Lecha, when do we have a Shaila, Aliba de Manda Oma, according to Manda Oma, that holds, Einish Meseberes, Ela Samachu Tfilasa, that generally a woman becomes pregnant and conceives when she's close to the day of her Tfilah, meaning the day of her Tfilah, or the day afterwards, Mai, what would be it then? And the Gemara explains the Shaila, Kivin Diyadaba Natur Mintala, would we say that since her husband knows exactly when she could potentially become pregnant, as he knows when she's going to Mikvah, therefore he could guard her during that period of time and make sure that she's not Mizana during that period of time? And even though we don't have a Roiv, that Roiv B'ilois are Acha Abal, however, we would still say that the child is not a Mamza, or Idilma, or do we say, Kivin de Prutza B'yesa, since this woman is such a Prutza, Loi, that we don't say that the husband can watch her? And as Rashi says, Loi Matzi Mintala, her husband can't guard her, Shena Shemethis Ma'etzloi Pisaim, because she will slip away from him and she'll go and be Mizana, even though he's trying to keep watching her and he's trying to make sure that she's not Mizana around the time that she could become pregnant. And therefore, we would have to say that this child is potentially a mamzer, and it would be a suffolk mamzer. The Gemara ends off teku, and we don't have the pshitas to the shayla. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Dal Manalef that stated the elisha bezin mekanalen, and these are the women that bezin would go and warn in place of the husband. Misha ischayish baila, if the husband became a mute and is also deaf, or nishtata or became a shayta, or sheichavish beveis asurin, or if the husband is not available because he's incarcerated. And loy lashkaisa amru, and Tanakama said even though bezin could go and give her a warning and do kinoi, and if she goes and actually secludes herself with that man, then she would be usa to her husband and usa to the bayal. However, she would not be able to drink from the mayim marim, and therefore she'll never be able to mabara suffolk and never be able to go back to her husband. Tanakama said, El lepesel miksubasa, but a maisa, when her husband divorces her, she will not receive her ksuba. Rashi explains that Bezin will decide to warn her if they see that she's acting on a pretzis, and Rashi explained over there that the reason why they can't go and give her to drink as well is because the pasuk said, that the husband has to bring his wife to Bezin. Therefore, the husband has to bring her, and the Bezin cannot bring her to Bezin in order to drink. And even if the husband afterwards gets out of jail, he also can't bring her to drink, as we will see in a moment in the Gemara. However, Biesi stated in the Mishnah, Aflash Geisa, that a husband can make her drink after he gets out of Beis Asurin, or after he's no longer a Shaita. Our Gemara begins, Tanar Abana, we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk B'digei Asaita states, Dabel B'deisov V'emata Aleim, Ish Ish Ki Sista Ishtar Yomal V'emal, and the Gemara states, Ish. The pasuk could have stated the word ish. Matayim alayim ish ish. Why did the pasuk say a double lashon of ish? The rabbis, this comes to include ish is cherish, ve ish is shaita, ve ish is shamum, that if there's a wife of someone who's in a medaba ve'in a shemeya, or a wife of a shaita, or the wife of someone who's crazy, or her husband went to the medinas yom, or the husband is incarcerated and this woman is not acting in a proper manner, she bezdin mekanel hem lepesam meksubasan, the bezdin has a right to go and warn her about going and secluding herself with a certain man, and if she does so, then she'll be also to her husband as well as to bayal, and she'll also not receive a ksuba. Yachal af ashkeisan, and you would think that she'll be able to drink from the mayim marim as well. Tamun loymin, the pasuk states behavior ishes ishtay, that the only time that the mayim marim will actually work, and the only time that you'll actually be able to use the mayim marim is only when the husband brings her to Yushlayim. But if the husband is not bringing her to Yushlayim, and bezdin is bringing her to Yushlayim, the dinah mayim marim is not available to them, and therefore she'll always remain a suffix seita, and she'll always be usher to the baal. And as we explained, the Tanakama also holds that even if the husband gets out of jail or comes back mi medinas yom, he would not be able to take his wife and bring her to bezdin in order to drink from the mayim marim, because he wasn't the one that actually warned her, and bezdin was the one who warned them, which we'll see in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yasi argues with Tanakama, and he says aflash kaisa, the warning of bezdin even helps that she could actually drink from the mayim marim. And even though bezdin cannot give her to drink from the mayim marim, because the pasuk says behavior isha sishtai, however she yotzu bailu and beis asur and yashkena, when a husband comes out from jail, then he will bring her to bezdin, and at that point she will drink from the mayim marim, and she does have the opportunity to prove her innocence. And the Gemara continues, b'makom miflegi, what is the basis of the machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Yasi? Rabban and Savri be'ina v'kina v'hevi. Rabban and learn out of the smichas of the psukim, since in pasuk yudal the pasuk states v'avol avruch kina v'kineis ishtoi v'hine tma, oy avol avruch kina v'kineis ishtoi v'hilei tma. And then in pasuk tesvav it states v'hevi ishes ishtoi el kain. So therefore, just like we know that the man has to bring his wife to the kain, and it can't be done through bezin, so therefore we learn out that the only time that you could bring your wife to bezin is only if you're the one who warned her. But if bezin was the one to warn her, even though in chinami she'll be usher to you, but the ma'isa, the din of the mayim marim, does not apply to such a woman. And therefore, even though the husband got out of jail, or the husband came back from medinas yom, or the husband becomes well, he still can't bring her to the bezin and cause her to drink from the mayim marim. However, Rabbi Yasi Sava loy be'ina v'kina ve'evi, Rabbi Yasi does not learn anything from the smichas of the psukim of v'kine and behavi. And Rashi explains v'kine behavi ha'mekanula yashkena, that the same person that gave her a warning, that is the person that has to give her to drink. Since her husband didn't warn her, therefore he can't be the one to bring her to drink. In addition, bezdin who gave her the warning can't bring her to drink, because the pasuk says behavi ishas ishtai. And Rashi is bothered that why does the warning of bezdin work if benegeya kinui the pasuk says v'kine is ishtai, and it's mashmor that the husband has to warn her v'loy acha and not bezdin. And Rashi says ha'misrabi me'ish ish, that's why we have the riboy of the words ish ish, to teach us that bezdin can become the shliach of the husband. And the Gemara continues and brings a brisa, and we actually mentioned this brisa in passing on daf chavdal and beis. Tanan rabbanan, we learned to the brisa, the pasuk states asher tista isha tachas isha lahakesh ish l'isha v'ish l'ish. Since this pasuk is extra and it didn't have to say this at all, therefore it's coming to be makesh a man to a woman and a woman to the man. And the Gemara asks l'may chusa, in what way is there an afkamina, and what does this hekesh teach us? Rav Sheshes gives us an example where we actually take a din that's only stated by the gay of the man, and we apply it to a woman. The example is k'shem shem hu suma loya mashka, that just like if the husband was blind and he warns his wife not to have steer with a man, and she goes and secludes herself with that man, that should be usher to the husband, there will be no way to be mevarid a suffolk, as her husband cannot bring her to bezin in order to drink from the mayim marim. D'chsiv, as the pasuk states v'nela me'ini isha, it has to be that was hidden from the eyes of her husband, and therefore it has to be that he was able to see. And l'chir, by the fact it says me'ini isha, so therefore it has to be that he sees out of both eyes, and even if he would be blind from one eye, the pasuk of seita would not apply. Kachi im ha'isasuma lo ya'isasheisa, and therefore the same din applies that if she was a suma, that the pasuk of seita does not apply. The Gemara continues, and as Rashi explains, that Rav Ashi is now going to give us another example, and he's not arguing on Rav Sheshes, he's just giving us an example where there's a din that's stated by the gay woman, and we apply it to a man as well. So Rav Ashi amah k'shem shechigeres v'gedemes lo ya'isasheisa, just like if a woman was lame or she was an amputee and she doesn't have a hand, that she would not be able to drink for the mayim marim. The siv, as the pasuk states, and we continue on daf chav zayin and beis. Hemed akoyne si isha lefnei Hashem uparis reisha isha v'nosen akapeh es milchas esikar milchas kenois hi ubiyad akoyin yiu mea marim hamarim. And therefore, we see that the pasha of seita is only relevant to a woman who has both of her hands, and if she doesn't have one of her hands, the pasha of seita is not relevant. Kahu, therefore, the same din applies to the male and to the husband. If he was lame, or if one of his hands was amputated, then he would not be able to cause his wife to drink from the Mayim HaMarim. And Iri says that Krusas Yad, Vafilo Hoyla, even if she does have a hand, but her hand is bent or it's dried out, and therefore she doesn't have use of the hand, so she would also not be included in the Pasha of Saita, as the Meiri says, Kol She'ini Yechaylikach, as long as she can't take the basket, she will be excluded from the Pasha of Saita. And the Gemara continues with another example, Mar Bav Ashi states that it will also give an example where there's a din b'negayet a woman that she can't drink from the Mayim HaMarim, and we apply that din to the man as well, as Geshem Shilemes Lehiz HaShaysa, just like if there's a woman who's a mute, she cannot drink, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Va'amra Isha Amen Amen, that the woman will say Amen Amen, so we see that the woman has to speak, Kahu, therefore b'negayet a man, Imhaya Elim, if he can't speak, Lehiz HaMashka, he will not be able to give her to drink from the Mayim HaMarim, and certainly we're not talking about a case where the husband couldn't speak at the time of Kinui, because then he couldn't give her the warning, and Bezin had to give her a warning, and according to Tanakama, the husband would not be able to give her to drink, since we learned Vikine Vehevi. However, it seems that the Gemara is talking about a scenario where the husband became mute after he already warned her, and Mar Bav Ashi teaches us that even though at the point that he warned her, he gave her a proper warning, and now he's the one that's bringing her to Bezin, he would still not be able to give her to drink from the Mayim HaMarim, since Lemaisa, he is mute at this point, and he's compared to a woman, and a woman that is mute cannot drink from the Mayim HaMarim, since she can't state Amen Amen. And the Karen Ayer actually explains that in this case, if at some point the husband is no longer a mute, even Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yesi that this husband can bring his wife to Yishlayim and she would be able to drink from the Mayim HaMarim, since at the point that he gave her the warning he was able to speak, and at the point that he's given to drink the water he's able to speak, even though in between there was a period of time that he wasn't able to speak, and therefore at that point he couldn't take her to Bezin and get her to drink from the Mayim HaMarim. However, if at a later point he is healed and he could speak once again, then he would be able to bring her to Bezdin in Yerushalayim and have a drink from the Mayim HaMarim. Hadron L'Charusa, Hadron L'Charusa, Hadron L'Charusa. And we begin the new parak and the new Mishnah. Kishem Shamayim Baikin Esa, just like the Mayim that goes into a body will check her out and investigate the woman, Kach HaMayim Baikin Esa, the water will also be Baidik and investigate the boil. And the Mishnah brings a Mekosh, Shenem, as the Pasuk states, Ubo, Ubo. As in Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk states, Ubo HaMayim HaMarim Ma'ila B'mayayich Litzpeis Batim V'lim Pol Yarech V'amra Isha Amen Amen. And the Pasuk of Dal, the Pasuk says, V'hishkas Ishas Me'amarim HaMarim Ubo Ubo HaMayim HaMarim L'marim. And this is one way that the Gemara will learn on Mishnah, and then the Gemara brings another pshat that's based on one Pasuk, and since the Pasuk says Ubo with a Vav Yaseira, therefore we dashin that's not only going to investigate the woman, but it's also going to investigate the Baal. And the Mishnah continues, Kishem Shasu L'Baal, just like a suffix Soita is usher to a husband until she drinks from the Mayim HaMarim, Kachasu L'Baal, the same that applies B'negei L'Baal, and if her husband divorces her, or if her husband dies before she drinks from the Mayim HaMarim, then the din would be that she's going to be usher to Baal, Shinema Nitma V'Nitma, Div Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva learns from the word that says B'negei Asaita in Pasuk Chavtas, that the Pasuk states, Zeis Teres HaKenais HaShetista Isha, Tachas Isha V'Nitma, and Rashi states, Vav Yisei Darish, that Rabbi Kiva learns this out from the extra Vav, and Omer Bishua, V'Kachay Darish, Zechayah Ben Akatsiv, Rabbi Shua states that this is the same Joshua that Zechayah Ben Akatsiv learned. However, Rabbi Yoma, Rabbi argues on Rabbi Kiva, and he says, Shnei Pa'am Harumur Mepasha Nitma V'Nitma, that since the Torah states the Lashem V'Nitma twice, therefore we learn out, Echel Lebal, one is telling us that she becomes Tamei to the husband, even though she's a suffix Saita, the Echel Lebal, the second time that the Pasuk says V'Nitma, is coming to teach us that the Baal is also Asatar, until such time that she drinks from the Mayim HaMarim and proves her innocence. And Rashi points out that of course we know that it actually says the word Nitma four times, but Rashi states, V'Nistra V'Hinitma, when the Torah states that she secluded herself and she became Tamei, Loi Minyanahu, it is not counted as one of the times, the Kimna L'Tum V'Adayis Be'id Echad B'Parakama, because we already taught us that this has nothing to do with a suffix Saita, and talking about a Saita V'Adai, when it was an Echad, and therefore she becomes Tamei B'Vadai. The two times our Mishnah is referring to, Ela V'Kines Ishtoi V'Hinitma, and in addition, the Pasuk says, V'Hoisin Mitma, and Rashi says, V'Oiksiv Ashetista Isha Tachas Isha Mitma. The Pasuk also says another time, the Lashem Mitma, of Gemara Darshla Rabbi Kiva, L'Truma, V'Rabbi Nami Maidi, that everyone agrees that that last Pasuk of Mitma comes to teach us that if the suffix Saita is an Ashes Kayin, or if she gets divorced and she's a Bas Kayin, and even if she doesn't have any children, the din is that she would not be able to eat Truma any longer. And Rashi is then bothered that generally when we find that the Gemara brings down that there are Limudim from the Psukim of Mitma, we bring down all three Psukim of Mitma, and we say Ech Lebal, Ve'ech Lebayo, Ve'ech Letruma, and over here the Mishnah only brings down two, and Rashi says that our Mishnah is just coming to contrast our din of a Mishnah and Rebbe's Mekar to the din of Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva learned the din of Issa to Baal and Issa to the Baal from the Vav Yisera, and then Rebbe is saying that Baal and Baal and Rebbe doesn't dash in anything from the Vav of Viditma. And the Mishnah continues and goes off topic based on the fact that this din that Rebbe Kiva taught us was taught at the same time as the following dinim. As the Mishnah continues, Darsh Rebbe Kiva, on that same day, Rebbe Kiva dashed in the following, and Rashi explained that in the Gemara, as well as the Mishnayos, whenever we find the word it's referring to a specific day, which is the day Rebbe Elazar ben Isaiah became the Nasi, and at that point he took over from Gamliel, and Gamliel was put into Cherem, and while Rebbe Gamliel was the Nasi, he had a rule that the only ones that could come into the Beis Medrash were those that were Teichu Gabari, and Rebbe Elazar ben Isaiah opened the Beis Medrash to anyone that wanted to come to learn. And Rashi explains, V'rav Satayr Bayayim, on that day Tayr increased, V'loi Haisa Halacha Tluyu Beis Medrash Shloi Peshu, and there were no halachas that there was a suffix about that were not explained on that day. And some explain that when it says Bayayim, it doesn't mean that exact day, it means that period of time. However, the Mashmois from Rashi is that this all occurred on one day. The Mishnah continues that Rebbe Kiva Dashin, the Pasuk that states, V'chol Kli Cheres HaShiyipel Mehem El Teichai, Kol Asher B'Teichai Yitma, V'Oisei Sishbaru. The Pasuk teaches us that if there's an earthenware keli where there's a sheretz that falls inside it, that anything that's inside the Kli Cheres will also become Tamei. Rebbe Kiva Dashin, Eina Eime Tamei, it doesn't say that it'll become Tamei, El Yitma, but it uses the Lashon of Yitma, and it adds in a Yud, and therefore we can read it as if it says, Yitamei, that L'Tamei Achem, it'll even be able to be Metamei other things, Limed Al Kikosheni Shematamei Seshlishi, and therefore it teaches us that a loaf of bread, which is a Sheni L'Tumah, can be Metamei another item to become a Shlishi L'Tumah, and this is not only a Din, B'Negei Chumah, but this would also apply to Chulin as well. And Rashi explains that the reason why we talk about a Kikar is because we're talking about a Kli Cheres, the standard earthenware Kli that the Torah was talking about was an oven, and therefore it makes sense that there was bread that was baking in this oven. And therefore, the way Rabbi Kiva understands this pasuk is that he had a sheretz, which is of course an avat tumah. The sheretz falls into the oven now becomes a rishul tumah. The oven in turn makes this piece of bread a sheni tumah, and now that kikah sheni will be able to be metamei another step further and even make chulin into a shlishi. Now keep in mind that this is actually the shita Rabbi Kiva in the famous sugya Mesechtes Pesachim on the Afrud Chesam Medalef of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kainim. And although certainly we hold, and every time we learn a sugya, we always say that chulin can become a sheni and cannot become a shlishi, truma can become a shlishi, and kachim can become a revi. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that chulin can become a shlishi as well. Based on this understanding, Rabbi Shua stated, "Mi yigala efor meinecha Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, who will take off the dust off of your eyes, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai?" And Rabbi Yechim and Zakai at this point was dead, and Rabbi Shua was talking to Rabbi Yechim and Zakai and saying that you said something during your lifetime, and we see that that actually did not actually occur. Rabbi Shua explained, "She yisa ima," because Rabbi Yechim and Zakai stated, "Asid dar achal tar kikah shlishi." That will come eventually a generation where they will bring rayas to try to say that a kika shlishi, even b'degei achuma, is considered tar and is not considered tamei. The reason why a subsequent generation may be able to do so is because we don't have a specific pasuk that teaches us that truma can become a shlishi, and we only learn it from a kal v'chayma. And as we'll see on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, we will find that there's a potential pircha to that kal v'chayma. And Rabbi Shua was worried that some subsequent generation they'll actually use that pircha to go and say that truma cannot become a shlishi and only can become a sheni. However, Rabbi Shu was saying to Rabbi Yechim and Zakai that see how great your talmidim are, because v'aloi Rabbi Kiva talmidcha, Rabbi Kiva who's your talmid, and really he was the talmid's talmid, maybe loy mikra min ha-Torah, he's even bringing a smach to you from the Torah, shu tamei, that not only is truma tamei as a shlishi, but even chulin can become a shlishi. And the Gemara continues to discuss the Ari HaLevi'im, where the Torah teaches us in Pashas Masai that even though the Levi'im did not have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael and did not get property, however, they were given 48 cities from Bnei Yisrael, and they were also given open areas around their city. And there was a stira between the Pesukim that discussed the Migrash Ha'ir, that discussed the open areas outside the city. And in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Dalad, the Pasuk says, Migrash Ha'ir Meshetitnu L'Levi'im, the open areas of the city that were given to the Levi'im, Mekir Ir V'chutza, Elef Amasavib, that there were 1,000 Amis that were given to them as a perimeter of open space around their city. And then Pasuk Hey states, Umadaisim V'chutz L'Ir, as Pas Kedma Alpayim Ba'amo, that's Pas Negev Alpayim Ba'amo, that's Pas Yam Alpayim Ba'amo, that's Pas Safarin Alpayim Ba'amo, Va'ir B'tavach Zeh Yilehem Megushrei Ha'orim. So from the first Pasuk it seems they only received 1,000 Amis as a perimeter, and from the second Pasuk they received 2,000 Amis as a perimeter. And our Mishnah brings a Machlekes as Bay B'yayim Darash Rabbi Kiva Dashan on that day, that since the Pasuk says Umadaisim V'chutz L'Ir, the measurements outside of the city as Pas Kedma Alpayim Ba'amo, etc., Umikra Acha Amo, and the Pasuk previously stated Mekir Ir B'chutza, Elef Amos Aviv, Yef Shalom Elef Amo, you can't say it's talking talking about 1,000 amish, shekfan nema alpayim amma, v'yev shalim alpayim amma, and you can't say we gave them 2,000 amish, shekfan nema elef amma, because the pasuk says that it's 1,000 amish, and therefore Bekiva states, ha-ketzad elef amma migrash, that they actually received 1,000 amish as open area, and that was right next to the city, and that was the inner 1,000 amish circumference around the city, and in reality that's all they received. And when the Torah tells us that they had 2,000 amish, v'alpayim amma tchum Shabbos, that the Torah is teaching us that there's a din of tchum Shabbos, and the din of tchum Shabbos is the Raisa, and the amount of a tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amish around a person's city. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Ishi, Rabbi Yisrael Glidli, Omer, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yisrael Glidli, argues Rabbi Kiva, and he states, Elef Amma Migrash, that in Chanami, the Levim received 2,000 amish, which were around the city. However, the first 1,000 amish, they had to leave open and had to be for beautification purposes, the Alpayim Amma, and the next 1,000 amish would be for Sadis and Krumim, for fields and vineyards. And the Mishnah continues, B'yayim Darish Rabbi Kiva, on that day, Rabbi Kiva dashin, that the Pasuk states, as we know, when the Pasuk states, Vayidab Hashem Moshe Lema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell something to Moshe, but he always said the word Lema, that was the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the permission to Moshe Rabbeinu to actually say this over to Klal Yisrael. But if he wouldn't have said Lema, then it would be Bal Yomar, that he would not be able to say this over to Klal Yisrael. But over here, with Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu were seeing the Shira by themselves, why did the Torah use the word Lema if it's not saying something over to someone else? And Rabbi Kiva continues, there was no reason to say the word lema. So why did the Torah use the word by yomru lema? To teach us that the way that they actually said the shira is on certain psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu first said them, and then Klal Yisrael repeated after Moshe, just like they were saying halal. And that's why the Torah used the lashon lema. Rabbi Nechemia argues on Rabbi Kiva, and he says that the way that the shira was sung is not like Rabbi Kiva said, like they were reading Hallel, but it was as if they were reading Shema, and the Gemara will explain what the Chiluk is. All the previous dinim of the Mishnah are relevant to Rabbi Kiva, and it all started off based on the fact Rabbi Kiva taught us a din, but he gave a din of Saita, and he taught us that din on that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azai was appointed as the Nasi. And the Mishnah will now finish off with the Drasha Rabbi Shua ben Hokadis, and even though Rabbi Kiva is not mentioned, however, we'll see the same Lashon that Rabbi Shua brings of Mi Yigala Afay Meinech Rabbi Yechim ben Zakai, and therefore we bring this Drasha as well. And the Mishnah continues, B'yayim Darash Rabbi Shua ben Hokadis. Now on that day, Rabbi Shua ben Hokadis dashin loy avad Iyov as Hakadosh Baruch Hu ela me'ava. Even though Iyov had such terrible yisurim, he still served Hakadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous ava. Shinam, as the pasuk says, hein yikteleni loy ayachal, that even if Hakadosh Baruch Hu will kill me, I will still hope Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'adayim dov shakol. But lemaisa, since the pasuk actually says loy with an aleph, so therefore there will still be a question as to what Iyov meant, as potentially he meant loy ani mitzapa, as we explained that I'm hoping for Hakadosh Baruch Hu and I still love Hakadosh Baruch Hu. However, it's possible that what Iyov meant to say is I ain't a mitzapa, that I'm not hoping for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I had such terrible yisurim. Talmud Lema, therefore the pasuk in Iyov says, ad egva loy osa tu masi mimenu, until the point I die, I tmimis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be removed from me. And therefore we see that he actually served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great ava. And as the Mishnah states, milamin shema ava osa, and therefore we see they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ava. Amar Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua stated, mi yigala efon yimenech Rabbi Yechim ben Zakai, that who will remove the dust from your eyes, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakai, because all of your days you used to dashin, that Eve only served the Kodesh Baruch Hu from fear and from Yiras Ha'inish, Shinema, as the Pasuk states, Ishtam V'yosha, Yirei Elokim V'sar Meira, that Eve was a person who was complete and he was straight, but he feared the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why he didn't do bad. But the Maisa, Rabbi Shua, who is the Talmud of your Talmud, because he was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, he came and taught us that Eve actually served the Kodesh Baruch Hu with Avos Hashem, and not only from Yiras Ha'inish, and we will stop over here.